All right, we are wrapping up day one of our Senior Bowl coverage here at Ladd Peeble Stadium. I am Alex Smith alongside Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. Tony, let's go over some of the players that really impressed today. And we'll start off on the offensive line with Jason Spriggs from Indiana.
Yeah, he was terrific. Played left tackle, protected the blind side all day. What really stood out to me is when he went up against some of the bigger, stronger defensive linemen like Jihad Ward of Illinois, was able to stop him dead in his tracks. And that's the thing with Spriggs. He's athletic. He's a good pass protector. What is his run blocking strength like? Really showed well today. I think if Spriggs has two more days like this, he's going to cement himself as a first-round pick.
One of the great things about coming to an event like this is you get to see some of the smaller school guys shine. How about Joe Haig from North Dakota State?
Yeah, protected the blind side for Carson Wentz all his career. Did a good job today. Really looked like he belonged. Didn't look out of place. Again, did a good job against players like Jason Fanica of Utah, Jihad Ward, who had a good day. You know, he was up to the task as far as Haig was. I think, again, two more days like this, he's going to cement himself as a second-day pick.
What about a guy like Cody Whitehair? He's a guy who's played guard. He's played tackle. We saw him a lot at guard today here at the second practice of the day. What do you make of what Whitehair did today?
I thought he did very well. I mean, a guy who's played left tackle basically all through his senior year, was kicked inside, fundamentally sound, great position blocker, went up against some of the bigger defensive tackles on the South squad, basically didn't get beat all day. So he ranks right now as the number one guard in this year's draft. It's just a matter of can he move into that second round? He looked like he deserved it today.
Moving from the offensive line to some of the skill positions, how about Braxton Miller, a guy, of course, who played quarterback, but he proved that he's one of the best athletes out here at the South practice.
Well, and he's also one of the best receivers at the practice. I mean, he had the speed. He took a vertical, but, I mean, his route running, the way he used his hands to separate, he caught the ball relatively well. You could tell that Braxton Miller kind of picked up from where he was off of his senior year and has done a lot of technique work at the receiver position, you know, in the lead-up to the Senior Bowl. Had one play where he just used his hands to get off Eric Murray, another Big Ten opponent. Another play where he threw a double move on guys and he got wide open in the middle of the field. Unfortunately, he dropped the ball, but I mean, everything else, the little things, he's doing very well.
How about his teammate Nick Vinette, a tight end? Obviously, the Eagles signed Zach Ertz to a new contract. They signed Brent Selk to a new contract. So, talking about that tight end position, what did you see from Vinette?
Natural. I mean, all the Ohio State guys did well today. Braxton Miller as well as Nick Vinette. He looked terrific catching the ball. He ran good routes. He was able to get down the seam. And then when they asked him to block, he more than held his own. So, I think, you know, the tight end position is very weak this year. I think Vinette's going to be the first senior tight end selected. Could be in the second day.
And we'll close up here with two guys on the defensive side of the ball. How about Jordan Jenkins, the outside linebacker from Georgia?
Yeah, forceful. He basically, as I described it earlier today, he looked like a man among boys. Great in space, was able to make plays in coverage, also forceful up the field on those pass rushing drills. Really, I think, looked terrific today.
And then the final guy here, a local guy from Philly, from Temple, Matt Ioannidis. He was really impressive in this second practice.
He had a string of about five plays where he could not be stopped, where he was constantly beating blockers, getting through double-team blocks. He was drawing the applause of coaches. His teammates were all over him. Basically, the last 5 minutes of full scrimmage, they reverted to just double-teaming him to try and slow him down. But Ioannidis, I think he went from a guy who was probably a last-day pick. He's definitely moved into those middle rounds, possibly the second day. You know, the Senior Bowl is about expectations. You have to come here and exceed expectations, and that's exactly what he's done.
It surely was an exciting first day here in Mobile, Alabama. We'll have continuing coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Alex Smith. Stay tuned right here to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more coverage.